Hello, and welcome to The Digital's Growthcast, where we dive into the future of web design and digital marketing. I'm Carrie Roseman, your host and VP of Operations at The Digital. Today, we'll uncover what's trending in web design and how these trends impact your online presence. Joining me in this discussion are three brilliant teammates, Melissa Reed, our lead project manager, known for her innovative approaches to web design, Garrett Johnson, a project manager who brings a wealth of knowledge in e-commerce, web design, and development, and Christopher Lara, our SEO manager who takes a special interest in website trends for both design and digital marketing. So let's get started. What web design trends can our listeners expect to see in the upcoming year?
I'll go first if that's okay. I feel like 2023 has been like the year of AI, with ChatGPT and language learning models become really popular. And the way that we're seeing it manifest with web design trends is websites are utilizing the ability to do predictive user experiences. So machine learning models can predict user behaviors and preferences, allowing for dynamic adjustments to the UX. So for instance, if a user frequently visits certain types of pages, the website can adapt to make similar content more accessible, which might manifest itself in maybe the navigation menu automatically changing for a user based on how it's used.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. I also read an article the other day about how using AI can often give you better search results than using actually like Google. And I've been kind of experimenting with that, and it's pretty interesting. So I'd like to see how that gets implemented on some websites going forward.
Yeah, and people are, instead of Googling a subject, they're just asking ChatGPT about the topic, and then ChatGPT is doing the search. At least GPT-4 can search the web now. I've noticed that. I've tried that a few times, and it will, you know, scan four different websites and give me the answers, like a summary of what it found. It's a little bit faster than I could if I were looking at multiple sites. How do you guys think that will impact, you know, SEO with people looking to the bots instead of to Google?
Yeah, good question. That's part of the great unknown of AI.
Well, I'd imagine that, you know, the AI is going to listen to the higher ranked sites or sites with more authority. I mean, they're not going to go to page 10 to find the answer. So I'd imagine that your ranking and your EAT authority is still going to matter.
The relevance of the content might even be even more important than, you know, what the formulas are for rankings and search engines too. So it could be, you know, even more accurate when it comes to quality content. I know.
What do you think, as our SEO guy? What's your opinion?
I can talk about a few examples of how AI is, or how SEO people are using AI currently that I've seen people start experimenting with and that I have. We're using ChatGPT-4 and uploading the dates of different Google algorithm updates and what they were called, and then exporting your data from Google Search Console and updating it and uploading it to ChatGPT-4, and then asking it to cross-reference your traffic with the date of the search penalties to see if maybe your website got hit by any of the penalties. And, you know, your website might have gotten hit by a small penalty and you didn't really realize it, but ChatGPT-4 can kind of help identify that. That's something that I was experimenting with. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, because especially for agencies who might have lots of clients, you could maybe set it up so that you're running it against all your client sites maybe once a month, just kind of keep an automated finger, thumb on things, see how it's going.
Nice. Garrett, I think you were going to jump in before. What were you going to say?
It's like AI with chatbots, commerce sites changing as well. And even for like hosting sites, places that offer support, I've noticed that AI has taken the forefront. So it guides the customer into a silo of what their specific needs are, and it directs them to an endpoint that's going to be best served for them. Because there's different departments in support, and sometimes before AI or some type of way to kind of funnel that person to the right department, sometimes they used to get shuffled from one department to the next, and the next thing you know, you're 20, 30 minutes into a chat support, not really getting anywhere. And AI has started to help with that by getting them to the right endpoint. So I see that starting to grow and be more prominent in support chat.
Yeah, for sure. I've experienced that as well. I've already started seeing AI being used in chatbots. I forgot what website it was. I wish I could remember it. But this was an example of maybe not the best way of implementing AI in a chatbot. Basically, they had tied it into the ChatGPT API, and it was basically just their chatbot was basically just ChatGPT. You could interact with it just as you would with ChatGPT. So might not be the best way of doing it. But.
Yeah, and I've noticed other chatbots now allowing, so you can cater your AI to have specific answers based off of specific keywords. So it's controlled and not necessarily random like ChatGPT is. So it's a little bit more factory and catered into like any of your products or questions. You can say something like, what's your return policy or stuff like that, and you can have an entire bot chat with that gives them the specifics of what a return policy could be. I know if they ask certain questions, what's a comparable product to the product A, and the bot might spit out a couple of the products that could be beneficial or some that they're interested in. So I think it's going to really allow conversion rates to increase by if it's set up very right. It's very new, but I think a lot of these things need to be formulated very technically and very structured to give a really good user experience. Otherwise, we're kind of going in circles. The customer might end up leaving. So I think there's some pros and cons to it, but I think if you get it all set up right, I think AI chat could really help improve leads and conversions for sales.
Content wise, something that I think is becoming more prevalent or important to think about is understanding voice search and how that might affect users interacting with your website. You might want to add an FAQ section. Since voice search queries are often posed as questions, having a robust FAQ section on your website can be beneficial. The section should address common questions in your industry or about your product, services, using natural conversational language.
Nice. And that also can help you get a rich snippet, right, in search
results. Yeah.
I know the some design trends features I've seen, they've been around, but I've seen the trend kind of grow a little bit more is micro animations, videos, kind of floating call to actions. Being more in the commerce expert areas, I see a lot of these things on sites now, particularly when you jump from a desktop to a mobile. I've seen some really cool features where like if I jump onto a site on my phone that I was visiting on the desktop, when I start scrolling, the buy now button with the price and a small picture of the item stays floating at the bottom of the screen. So at any point when I'm ready, I can just click add to cart, takes me through the checkout process. That's something I really kind of enjoy when you're on the phone and you gotta scroll up and down constantly, especially if it's a page that's heavily provides information. So I think that's good. And then micro animations or videos on products are really good trend and design that I enjoy interacting with when shopping. Being able to do a 360 turn on a product or actually see a model if it's like wearing jewelry or clothes, so you can kind of visualize what that product is going to look and feel, or just a use case in general. It's nice to see it kind of in action.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely video. If you're not producing videos for your products or your services, you need to start, because they convert so much higher than just a static image. Just get out there and start making videos. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a professionally produced video. It can be TikTok. It can be anything. But get them out there and get them on your website.
So does anybody know what next year's Pantone color of the year is?
No, that's the cool thing is there's a countdown. It's coming in. You go to their website, they've got a fun countdown, and it's right now at 5 days, 17 hours, and 29 minutes, you'll get to see the color of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, they're friends, and they do tend to sprinkle themselves throughout, you know, the internet. So it's always good to keep an eye on what those trends are. I think as far as colors, I've been seeing a lot of sort of black and white with bold colors. Maybe a little bit of 80s vibe thrown in. I've seen a lot of that. And then, of course, there's always your nice sort of pastels and earth tones, which are for like sort of a calmer type brand. I've seen some of that. So I've always, you know, the opposites of everything going on. And I've also seen some interesting color gradients that can really prove interesting if you're adding animations with gradients. If you do it just right, it can really draw your user's attention to that area of your website.
What do you guys think about AR and VR in web design? So I know it's not necessarily a big thing yet, but if thinking about 2024, the Apple Vision Pro is going to come out. So are we going to see like the first website that maybe really utilizes virtual tours and experiences in a new way? We've all like rented places or purchased homes. So imagine being able to, you know, stay at home and do like virtual real estate tours where, you know, you virtually go through the home while wearing your Apple glasses. Might be some cool stuff coming down.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen a little bit of that with some of the like metal building businesses and industries. That's a great one to see, like a whole virtual building get exactly what you're looking for. I'd say it's got a little ways to go yet, so I'll be keeping an eye on that.
Thinking about, like, I have kids and also a big Star Trek fan. So in one of those movies, they like wear these glasses while they're in class and virtually like learning things. I could see, you know, that being not too far off in the future. You know, you go to a website to practice or learn some educational thing, you throw on your glasses and something to start thinking about.
Yeah. How would a website be incorporated in that?
Well, I was thinking, so if it was an educational website and platform, maybe you can use VR for immersive learning experiences or AR for interactive educational content. Kids have low attention span, so even if it was if between the classes and the computer, you know, you can just kind of tap in the air. If you're a kid, you're moving, you're still practicing multiple choice, but now you're moving around a bit more. I can see that holding my kids' attention for longer than, you know, just filling in their, you know, homework sheets and paper.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if we built a website, so it might just be kind of like a link or a code you scan with the glasses to take your website experience in transition to, like, maybe it's an educational website that they go to, and then you like scan it with the glasses and you put the glasses on, and then, you know.
Yeah, or you visit it from your glasses, you know, shortcuts on your class op, your class's operating system. There's a virtual desktop that can overlay. And there's also browser, so you can browse from the classes.
Gotcha. Okay, so there wouldn't be a computer. The computer would be in the glasses. Got it.
Oh, with the Apple Vision Pro, yes.
Yeah.
Dude, the glasses track your eyes, so they're gonna guarantee you see that.
That's crazy.
And that wraps up our predictions of 2024 web design trends. A huge thank you to Melissa, Garrett, and Christopher for joining us today and sharing their valuable insights. It's clear that the future of web design is as dynamic and innovative as ever. Be sure to follow us for more educational episodes here at The Digital's Growthcast. If you have any questions or want to learn more about how we can help your business thrive online, visit our website at thedigital.com. Thanks for listening.